Hello, my name is Secret. Thank you for holding. I am the supervisor of the frat department. How may I help you?
I need you to refund my money for a charge I never made.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me?
236 Walnut Street, Costa Mesa, California, 92627, Wendy Conley. Conolly.
Thank you for that information. Yes, so I'm just waiting for this to finish loading. Just bear with me one moment. Okay, so I see that you did a survey on June 13th for a Makita tool set paying $7.95.
Okay, what does that mean?
Do you recall doing that?
No, I don't.
Could you verify your email address?
Yep, Walnut Street at 236@gmail.com.
Okay, so your email address, the phone number you called in on, your name, and your shipping address all matches to this account. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute
that. You should prosecute or whatever. I canceled my card because of this.
Ma'am?
My card is canceled because of this, so deal with my bank, I guess. I was just letting you know that you have fraud going on there.
Well, so you disputed the charges?
I canceled my credit card, that's for sure.
Okay, I'm asking, did you dispute
today.
The charge?
I'm disputing it now.
Okay, so we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, ma'am?
Yes.
So before I proceed, I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall doing any surveys for a Makita tool set.
No,
before we
I don't.
Get this reported to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from.
That's fine.
Now,
that's
if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house did this, then we can't proceed with that fraud investigation.
You're going to have to proceed, I guess, because June 13th is quite far back, and we'll have to get on my receipts. But continue on. Please continue on with this fraud thing, please. Please do.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation, and if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Why do I need a cancellation number? I'll take it, but why would I need a cancellation number? I didn't order anything. That's hilarious. Write it down, though. This is getting deep. Hello.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me one moment.
Oh, okay, I was just making sure you're still there.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
All right.
2628.
Okay.
00.
Mm-hmm.
701.
Okay, and what is this for you? I need this for what?
That's your cancellation number. Just confirmation this account is canceled.
Okay, well, the card's canceled as well, so, I mean, it's going to go to my bank as well, correct?
I'm sorry?
All right, never mind. I'll discuss this with my bank. I think you've done your part. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
I will. Thank you.